B-Pod Studios.
They're Boston's number one afternoon show.
Most powerful sports radio show in New England.
America's number one afternoon sports show.
Yeah, but we're the biggest.
And number one in your heart.
I just came here to help your rating.
Sorry, John. Thank you. Don't need it.
Felger and Mass, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Fourth and final hour, Felger and Maz, agenda-free Friday, driven by the Bernardi Auto Group. A lot of you waiting patiently at 617-779-0985. No Felger, no Maz, not even a Big Jim, no Billy Lanny. Jimmy Stewart is here. You're stuck with Jones, Arcan.
Mr. Stewart.
Jones, Arcan, and Matt McCarthy. Guys, I just want to reset where we began the show with our opening takes just to refresh
Hot
everybody's
dogs,
memory.
Ketchup, yes or no?
Well, I want to get to that. We're going to ease up to that. Don't you worry. I don't want to have too much fun now.
It's
I don't
kind
want,
of the lead story in Boston
I don't,
today.
I don't want to get yelled at too much. I feel like I have a little bit of a grace period from where we started the show at 2 o'clock. I don't want to get yelled at too much for that.
Well, you got to wait till all the kids who like ketchup come back from recess, and then they can call in and talk about how great it is.
Yes, no. They could sit down with you at the picnic table, dunking your chicken nuggies in ketchup. But anyway, where did you start, McCarthy? You wanted to yell at me?
Yeah, that's right, and I think rightfully so. You emailed the legendary Felger and Maz email chain last night, a preemptive strike, and I woke up to this today, and it just ruined my day, and it made me feel sad.
Good.
And mad, and I didn't appreciate this. Adam Jones said, and I quote, "I know the Red Sox are supposedly good, but I still don't care. We asked on opening day what it would take for me to pay attention to the Red Sox, and I said that, hey, John Henry should sell the team, and if he did, then I'd care. I will amend that. Want to get my attention? Do something major at the deadline. Add a star. Act like the Red Sox. Then maybe. Capitalized,
yeah,
I left
some wiggle room.
I will start to care. In the meantime, you're still just a nice regular season team and nothing more. First and foremost, I don't care if the Red Sox added 17 stars at the deadline. You'd still find a way to crap all over them because you're Adam Jones. That's what you do. You hate baseball. You hate the Red Sox. You hate my sport. You hate my team.
That's
maybe
true.
Like me. I don't know. But hey. Why you got to be so mean, Jones? Really? Why? You know, we're both Taylor Swift fans. Why you got to be so mean?
It's a good question. Oh, I thought you were going with a, why you gotta be so rude? That's what I thought you were going with. But yes.
Yeah, why do you have to be rude, too?
Rude? That's a good point. Yeah,
offensive?
I will not apologize. If they do something big at the deadline.
I hate that song, by the way.
If they do, which one?
Why you gotta be so rude?
That one, yes.
I don't like any white people reggae, but I really don't like that one. I hate that song.
I know you like Tom Hanks' son a lot. I know.
Oh, yeah, Chet Hayes? Big fan of Chet Hayes.
I know you are a fan of his. But I'm not going to apologize. If the Red Sox do something at the deadline, then maybe, all caps, I'll be interested. Arcan, you started with a thought on Gilmore.
Yeah, my thought on Stephon Gilmore is, why does Bill Belichick hate the best player on his team? Like, why is this such a thing all the time? Why does he always dink around with the best player, bar none? I think we still all agree Steph Gilmore is the best player on this roster, right? I don't know who's better than him.
Matthew Slater, of course.
Well, sure, okay, and Jake Bailey, the punter, I guess.
Yeah.
But in terms of actual positions that matter, Stephon Gilmore is still your best player. He's incredibly underpaid, and everybody knew that this was going to happen, and Bill Belichick is trying to give him the Tom Brady treatment. You know, I'm just gonna wait this one out. I'll see how long it takes. I'll see if maybe he decides to end his holdout. But the big difference here is Tom Brady never held out. Tom Brady didn't like confrontation, so he'd take these bad deals. And now I think Bill Belichick is doing his normal prison Bill thing where he picks out the biggest, toughest guy or the best player on the team and says, I'm gonna screw around with you and your money. Just to make an example to everybody else here in the prison yard that they're not special, I'm gonna dink around with you. And Stephon Gilmore saying, I'm not Tom Brady. I'm not gonna take your stupid deal. I'm going to hold out as long as I can and as long as I want to. And that's what's going on here. And I think this is just, you know, this is a wake-up call for Bill Belichick. You can't just do it. You could do it with Brady, but there's only one Tom Brady. It's a lot of Stephon Gilmore's, and they're not going to play that game.
So is Bill taking on the best player on the Patriots like he used to do with Brady? And will that end well for him? That was Arcan's leadoff take. Mine was on the Washington football team. They're fine. And Patriots fans crying about it. Oh, they only got $10 million. Oh, there's no report. Where's Ted Wells? Oh, it's unfair. I thought all you Patriots fans didn't want to hear about Deflategate anymore. And you're the ones who, every time something like this happens, you bitch and cry and complain about it. I thought you didn't like to hear about Deflategate. You make us talk about Deflategate by crying about it. No one else was talking about Deflategate when this happened yesterday. We're all like, boy, that is awful by the NFL. Like, that is abhorrent that they would sweep this under the rug and let Daniel Snyder keep this team. Like, that's awful. And there's not a soul that disagrees with it. But Patriots fans have to take it a step farther and make it about themselves and cry and feel sorry about themselves that they got so boned in Deflategate. And really, if you don't want us to talk about Deflategate, you should stop talking about Deflategate. You think we on the talk radio side are obsessed with it? The guy who normally sits here is obsessed with it? Maybe it's something to do with this chair? This highlighter right here, Arcan? Maybe.
You need the pink one, too.
But
have different colors there.
But it's Patriots fans. If this didn't teach you that, it's Patriots fans that are actually still obsessed with Deflategate. Move on. You were guilty. It's okay. You got caught. The NFL dropped the ball with Washington. No one disagrees with you. But you still were doing something wrong. And by the way, I also wonder if Deflategate, which Bill tried to distance himself from so aggressively, if he never did, would you still have Tom Brady? If Bill lost his job over it, got caught for the second time in addition to Spygate, well, then Bill and Brady aren't feuding anymore, and now Brady's still here. Mm-hmm. And apparently Tom Brady doesn't need Bill Belichick. He's winning with Bruce Arians now. So maybe that would have been the best thing that ever happened to your organization. Deflategate might have been the best thing that ever happened to your organization. Except the team decided to drop it in Tom Brady's lap instead of Bill's lap. And now you don't have Brady anymore. So chew on that. 617-779-0985. I think that's the first original Deflategate take in like 2 years. By the way, Jay Stu has put out an official show poll. And this is important. I've buried the lead. At I am James Stewart on Twitter. Do you like ketchup on your hot dog? A simple yes or no. It's a great poll question. You know, nothing misleading about it. It's 66. I'm going to round up. 65.7 to 34.3. Yes. Yes. In favor of ketchup on your hot dog, Arcan.
Suck on that, Arcan.
Yeah.
On what? On the fact that Jay Stu's followed by a lot of children?
On that hot dog.
It's the wrestling people who listen to my Wrestling
exactly.
Inside the Ropes podcast.
Yeah, a bunch of 10-year-olds. Bunch of 10-year-old
Boom Boom
John Cena fans out there like, I like ketchup on my hot dogs. I'm going to vote in Jay Stu's poll. This is my first tweet I've ever interacted with.
For anybody who's just tuning in that missed this earlier, though, Arcan, can you just disclose your affliction, please? Could you do that?
Yeah, I got the cilantro thing, which is not in ketchup, so I don't see how this is applicable to our conversation right now.
It just really throws off your whole palate.
It really does.
It's just how can anyone trust you on food when you don't even know what cilantro tastes like?
Right.
It's really
genetically boring. Inferior.
Yeah.
If we were talking about cilantro and I said you shouldn't put cilantro on something, then yeah, you could give me this, but this is ketchup. I know what ketchup tastes like. So do you. It tastes like, you know, little sweet, little kid stuff. It's basically, yeah. It's a little kid condiment. That's what it is.
But you do like it.
On other things, sure, not right. On hot dogs.
But you just call it a little kid condiment.
Yeah,
so you're a little kid with certain foods.
In certain foods, sure.
You're a little kid
with hot dogs, though.
Okay, so you're an adult with hot dogs, but you're a little kid with
other
foods.
What did I say? I said it's for kids. It's for kids to put ketchup on hot dogs. Kids do that.
You called it a kid's condiment.
It is.
Okay, but you like it on chicken nuggets and fries?
On other stuff, sure.
Okay, so you're a kid with other stuff.
I didn't say I wasn't. I'm saying when it comes to hot dogs, it's for kids.
You called it a kid's condiment.
Right.
But you like it at certain times.
On other things, sure.
I don't. Am I the only one that doesn't make sense to?
I'm thoroughly enjoying Jones putting Arcan in the blender on
I'm
this
not
one.
In the blender.
You're in the blender.
I'm absolutely
You've been
not.
Blended.
We are talking about hot dogs. What goes good on a hot dog? Kids like ketchup on hot dogs.
Uh-huh.
That's the point.
But adults
ketchup,
do too.
But ketchup is a kid's condiment.
Children like it on their hot dogs.
No. But you're calling it a kid's condiment, not just on hot dogs. You're calling it a kid's condiment.
For the most part, yeah.
But you put it on your nuggets and your french fries. Again, I remain confused on your logic. I remain confused on your logic.
Because it doesn't go on hot dogs, you do that when you're small. And then when you grow up, you realize mustard tastes better.
Look, first thing they give you at Fenway Park with your Fenway Frank is mustard. Ketchup.
When you're at your barbecue on Sunday in the pouring rain and it's gross outside, make sure you put ketchup on that thing and don't apologize for it, okay? Don't listen to Arcan on this one. The man has a flawed palate. Don't trust him.
Then go inside and watch Paw Patrol with the rest of your kid friends.
66% of the people voting in my poll right now. 66, the devil.
66.7. It's going up, Arcan. What a route.
They're on the right side of history.
Sure on the right side of history when it comes to a hot dog. Thank you. Thank you. I find it incredible. Just don't, you don't have to listen to Arcan and you know, big hot dog out there that's trying to push you towards mustard. I didn't know that big hot dog had been in the pocket of mustard for so long.
They've been investing in mustard.
It's honestly, who knows, as I said earlier, how far up this goes.
You know, Murray agrees with Arcan.
Does he?
Yes, he does.
Which
he's
Murray?
He's a foodie.
Jim Murray.
He's a food. I love Big Jim, but he's a food snob.
A total food snob.
Yeah.
You know, he was criticizing me out on the golf course. I got a hot dog at the turn, put ketchup on it. Yeah, he was all over me for it.
Well, was it ketchup or the brand of ketchup that you got?
Ooh. No, it was straight up ketchup.
Okay.
Yeah, no, he was offended.
Because it's Heinz or Boston.
And then I put my drive right in the fairway when he put it in the woods because God punished him.
Big Jim is very much a man of the people, but on food, I'm not sure that necessarily applies. 617-779-0985. All right, let's go to some phones here. Tommy is waiting.
Ketchup, yes or no?
Tommy is waiting patiently in Lynn. Go ahead, Tommy.
What's up, guys? I got back on. But anyways, here's my take. It's about Gilmore. Belichick needs to pay him the money that he wants. Because if he doesn't, Kraft should come down there and send Belichick back to the Bahamas, where he belongs.
Okay, I'm not against it. You
Does
know,
he belong in the Bahamas?
It's where Bill enjoys to. That's where Bill enjoys to be. As I've said earlier, you know, if Bill can't get things straightened out this year, he's on the hot seat and maybe getting shoved out on the iceberg there. Maybe he's already the seventh oldest coach in NFL history right now, as of today.
Right. It could be. I mean, we could be talking about that next season for sure. And I don't think that there's really much chance of anything like that happening this year. But you go through two seasons, two missed playoffs. Brady has another great season. I think that's going to play into it too a little bit. Let's see what Tampa Bay does. But if they go, you know, they go off again and the Patriots come up short with Cam Newton, and that's Cam Newton's call. It was Belichick's call to start him. Then, yeah, I mean, they might start having that conversation. And you know what? He might start thinking about retirement. Like, I'm too old for this now.
Well, that's true, too. Maybe Bill pushes away. Yeah. That's true. Although, I don't know if the Eagle would allow him to. It's Agenda-Free Friday here on Felger and Maz, except for Arcan's Big Mustard Agenda. It's presented by the Bernardi Auto Group. It's actually driven by the Bernardi Auto Group. We'll continue with all your feedback here on Agenda-Free Friday, and we'll get to some thoughts on the Boston Red Sox. Are they World Series contenders? Alex Cora thinks so. Coming up next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
The best analysis.
Forget about what's being said. Everyone's ripping someone for something somewhere.
Felger and Maz, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Our expectations are to win the World Series, you know, and we're not even close. We had a great first half. We played well for a while. If you put everything in perspective this month, we didn't play well. And we won 18 games. That's how good we are. We can get away with mistakes, but we hate making mistakes. You know, we have to clean that up and keep getting better.
Red Sox manager Alex Cora on the Red Sox and their World Series chances.
Our expectations are to win the World Series.
Excuse me, expectations, not chances. And it's Adam Jones, Christian Arcan, Matt McCarthy in for Felger and Maz on an Agenda-Free Friday, driven by the Bernardi Auto Group. I know we've played that clip for you a lot, but it is interesting to hear a manager come out and say that's our goal. That's our expectation.
Our expectations are to win the World Series.
Thank you, Alex. It's interesting to hear that. And, you know, I agree with him. That should be their goal now. That should be their goal now.
Definitely.
But I wonder if the GM is on board. And I think what Gasper said is interesting. That comment from Alex Cora might have a party of one. I kind of took it as, well, that's a message to our clubhouse, right? Or maybe to the fan. Like, I don't know. But Gasper says that was directly for Chaim Bloom. And I think that's a good point. Like, hey, Chaim Bloom, I know you want to protect the top 20 guys in the farm, the top 100 guys in the farm system if you could. But can we move something of substance to go get a player who can help? And maybe that's exactly who that was intended for.
Yeah, and another part of it is what he said is we didn't really play that well this month, but we won all these games. We weren't really playing our best, but we still managed to win a lot of games. That was probably for Bloom, too.
Yeah, that might have been a bit of a that's a good point. It might have been a bit of a shot at him.
Like, we're getting along here. We're winning games. We're beating the Royals. We're beating the Yankees, but we need some help. Like, that may have been exactly what he was trying to say there, because really, I mean, just last week, they lost 2 out of 3 to Kansas City in Kansas City, remember? So, like, that's not too far removed.
Last week, they were in second place.
Yeah.
they lost 2 out of 3 to Kansas City. They lost 2 out of 3 to Tampa. They were in second place.
Yeah.
And then they caught on fire. They swept the Yankees. They swept the Royals, which, by the way, I didn't realize this. I read a quote from Cora this morning, I guess probably after yesterday's game. I wasn't exactly on the all the Cora post-game exploits yesterday. But Alex Cora pointed out that the winning streak coincided with something that Friday night at Fenway Park. What was it, Alex?
It started with a tribute to number 15, right? And we scored 15 in the last game of the homestand. It started, God. You know, that night was special. That night brought energy to this place. I know we've been having fun on Fridays here. It's a packed house. It's loud and it's fun. But just watching him out there and see the videos and all that, I don't know if that had to do with the way we played, but I think it was a good way to start it. And today was a great way to...
The Little Leader. The Little Leader. That's where it all started, Arcan. He was back for his little his little ceremony there the Friday night against the New York Yankees. And since then, the Red Sox have not lost. And furthermore, it started with the tribute to 15, and they scored 15 runs. I mean, it was a week later. It really had nothing to do with the tribute. It's not like they scored 15 runs that night. They did it a week later randomly. But, hey, credit to the little – what a leader that guy was, wasn't he? Just the best.
Are we sure we can't attribute this win streak to Ric Flair, maybe? Because Ric Flair was there.
Jacoby Ellsbury was there?
Yeah, well, not him, but definitely Ric Flair.
I'm just saying. Let's not rule it out. If we're gonna chalk it up to Pedroia, maybe Ric Flair, maybe Ellsbury. Who else was there? David Ortiz was, like, conference called in.
Yeah, there was, Louis Tiant was there, if you can believe that. Louis Tiant never goes to Red Sox games, but he was actually at that one. He walked out on the field.
Yeah. Would they get Lenny Donardo out there, too?
They found him somehow.
The Nesson studio with TC.
Right. Yeah. I was there Friday night, and I was sitting in the center field bleachers, and when Ric Flair walked out.
Wait, you were at that thing?
I was at that game.
Maybe it was you.
Might have been me.
How many games have you been to this year?
The Arcan Winch. That was my first one.
Well,
my first game in two years.
Well, talk about burying the lead. That was probably it.
Well,
Red Sox 51-28 since McCarthy kicked them out of the city.
When Ric Flair walked out, that place went bananas.
See, I know
bananas.
I know what Arcan's doing. He's trying to curry favor with Stu back there now without talking wrestling. After he's been bludgeoned on the hot dog conversation.
I maintain that I'm still right about the hot dog.
I'm sure you do. Jay Stu, what's the poll up to now? I think it was trending a little bit back in Arcan's direction, but it's still a bloodbath. A ketchup red bloodbath is what it is.
So I'm seeing the same thing. We have 1,213 votes. The question, do you like ketchup on your hot dog? 65.5% of people say yes. They are on the right side of history.
All right, we're losing a little bit on the margins, which I don't love, but it's still an absolute beatdown. Which I know, Arcan, you're going to have to recover over the holiday week. Who knows? We're probably smart. You're probably smart enough to schedule vacation for next week, right?
Well, yeah.
Okay, same with me.
Unrelated to this conversation.
I was too stupid to schedule a vacation for today, but I was smart enough to do it for next week. 617-779-0985.
I'm glad you're here, Jones.
Let's go to, who is this? Clay in Lowell. Go ahead, Clay.
Woo!
Clay? Clay. Oh, boy. Oh, boy, it's back.
That's one of those deadlines.
It'll be a fun baseball hour. Looking forward to it.
All right, let's try line
McCarthy
three.
McCarthy and Tyler doing the baseball hour.
Line three has been solid. Blake in Boston, go ahead.
Oh, boy. Oh, they got line three, too.
Oh, boy. That's Big Mustard.
2-5 tomorrow, holiday weekend. This is going to be great.
That's Big Mustard doing this.
The NSA is trying to silence our phone calls.
The space program now.
All right, hang on. If this one doesn't get through, you know it's Big Mustard jamming up the lines. Justin in Dedham, go ahead. All right, well, that's just... That's not great.
What, he had a mustard? He had a mustard take?
It said problem with Arcan stance. Don't let him go.
And make sure to keep him there.
Yeah, keep him on hold.
Oh, really?
We'll figure the phones out.
Got to hear from some 8-year-old. Hey, I got a problem with your ketchup take. Hey, you know, I like ketchup on my hot dogs. I think it's tasty.
So I think what happened is one of the music stations down the hall is doing a giveaway, and it jammed up all the phone lines in the building.
Oh.
This happened the other day with Wick. Wick was on the line, and he just...
And all of a sudden, you guys had to let him go for a moment.
We had to put him on hold. And
so I'm sorry. Our phone lines are connected to giveaways at other stations in the building?
Oh,
That's all the same thing?
Yep. We're at the mercy of Country 102.5?
Yes, that's true.
Oh, God.
Really? Impacts our call volume? Now, look, this is all very new to me based on the night show. If I could pull back the curtain a little bit for everybody back there or out there, not exactly the highest call volume on the night show. It's not
Arcan was stunned that there was a line 7.
We've never even seen the 7 on the phone.
Had no idea.
I didn't even know the calls went that far down the board. I didn't even know that was a thing.
We actually have 10 phone lines.
So what? Well, yeah, some of those are giveaway lines and things like that. Please. But yeah, we don't have many giveaways, Arcan. There aren't many live reads. There's not you know, the call volume. So yeah. Sometimes I'm in here during the day and I'm shocked by certain things. So our phone lines are connected to the other stations in this building.
Oh, I'd love that. If there was like a concert going on at night, we get a bunch of calls like, "Hey, did I win the Jason Aldean tickets?" It's like, "No, but you want to talk about sports? We're kind of bored." You into like DJs or
But that's dungeons? Why our contest lines are flashing on and off because it's overflow.
I actually did notice that. I just thought we were doing such a good job. People were like, "I can't get through on the normal line. Let me try these contest lines." That's what I was telling myself.
Let's answer some of the contest.
Earlier in the show, yes.
So quickly, so one of the guys that I tried to get on there, and I forget which, I just attempted to get on multiple calls. One of them said CJ McCollum as a target for the Celtics, and that's actually something that Mannix brought up with Bill Simmons. He brought up separately the idea of Jaylen Brown for Lillard or Beal. I was surprised Gasper wasn't in on Brown for Lillard or Beal. Before we get to the McCollum thing, quickly, would you be in on that, Arcan?
Say it again.
Brown for Lillard or Beal.
For Lillard, yes. For Beal, no.
I think I'm a no on Beal, too, because I think there's a chance you could get Beal as a free agent.
Yeah, that's exactly why. I think you'd have a chance of doing that.
He's the only person I'll say that about, and maybe that makes me dumb, but I'm not sure I would trade Brown for Beal. I would for Lillard in a heartbeat. Would you be interested in Smart from a column? That was something that Mannix brought up, and I'm like, why aren't they doing that?
I would do that before they finished, right. Spelling his name out.
Forget the number 10 pick. Why aren't you trading Smart for McCollum right now? Would the Blazers do that? He was suggesting the Blazers would do that.
I don't think the Blazers would do that.
So go do that.
If they did, I would absolutely take CJ McCollum here. Of course I would.
McCollum, to me, when people are like, "Oh, the Blazers have two studs," like, no. The Blazers are kind of like the Hawks, where they have a stud, and then they have some other nice pieces. Like, I don't think McCollum's a stud, but he's a definite upgrade on Marcus Smart. Like, yeah, I would do that. Hell yeah, I would do that deal.
Yeah. The only thing that would maybe give me some pause is the fact that CJ McCollum then is going to be looking for shots along with Brown and Tatum, and I'd sort of rather they bring in a facilitator or at least someone
who
can move the ball around a little bit and set guys up and get guys, their offense. CJ McCollum's a little bit more one-dimensional, I would say.
But if you got Marcus Smart jacking up 15 shots...
If you could get him from Marcus Smart, you'd do that in a second, of course. Right.
Well, of course, but just again, if it's like, we don't want to shoot first guy and Smart's more of a facilitator, he is
right. When
he wants to be. But in a lot of these elimination games, he has not been. He's been the guy shooting 15, 18, 20 times a game. Maybe I'm embellishing a little bit, but he's been the guy who's been shooting way too much in some of these elimination games. So, no, I don't want that. 617-779-0985. That's your number on an Agenda Free Friday. Unless, we have a contest giveaway on another station, and then look out. We can't get through. McCarthy has all the latest here.
Did I win the Zach Brown tickets?
In your Hub headlines, and we're right back.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' on You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Up.
No thanks.
Felger and Maz.
Those guys are always trouble. I want nothing to do with this guy.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
My feeling is either Marcus gets extended or traded, but it will happen the next 6 weeks and it'll be one or the other. And I would lean toward the extension, but I wouldn't be surprised if they traded him for, the 7th pick with the Warriors. If they were, the contract stuff would be tough, but actually, I think the contract stuff would be really tough.
It's not bad.
It's like Sacramento or whatever. Like the 7-9 range is probably his value because I do think contending teams really value him because they've seen him in 3 conference finals teams. They know he could be like the 4th or 5th guy in a really good team.
No, that's like if Portland keeps Lillard, like that's why like McCollum is intriguing for Boston because Smart would probably complement Lillard differently, at least, than McCollum does. Like, the biggest problem in Portland is that there's no defensive backstop there. There's nobody that can guard wings the way that Smart can. So you put Smart next to Lillard, you take a lot of pressure off him in that sense. So I think there's a good market to your point. There's a really good market for Marcus Smart.
I'm going to whisper this because I don't want the 29 other teams to hear this, but are we sure he's as good as he was 3 years ago? Because I don't feel like he is.
No,
I feel like athletically, I think he's really slipped. I don't think he's the same defensively anymore. Now, maybe he had an off year and maybe there'll be a new conditioning program and it'll be plant-based diet and he's back. But I just think guards were going by him left and right last season.
Yeah, I think the shine has come off him.
That's Chris Mannix on the Bill Simmons podcast alongside Bill Simmons discussing the future of Marcus Smart in Boston. It's 5:38 here on the Sports Hub. Adam Jones, Christian Arkham, Matt McCarthy in for Felger and Maz on an agenda-free Friday driven by the Bernardi Auto Group. And you know, we've been discussing a lot of this Marcus Smart story, saga, for years and years now. I do love, and I guess I'll continue to pile on Simmons here. I do love that he like thinks he stumbled on some kind of hot take where he's like, all right, I'm going to whisper this now. I don't think Marcus Smart was as good last year as he's been. It's like, oh, you don't? I thought you wrote the basketball book. You just figured that out? And that's like some hot take? Like, he hasn't been as good as his reputation for years, but especially this past year defensively, he took a step back. And I don't care what kind of plant-based diet you get him on. I don't think you're going to get the full value that they're discussing, a top 10 pick.
Yeah.
If they can, Gasper already volunteered. He'll drive him to the airport. I'd rather sit that out anyway because I don't want to be in a small car with Marcus Smart. I'm a little afraid of what he'd do to me. So, Gasper, you can drive him. That's fine.
The first half of that clip was basically them talking like how Celtics fans talk about Marcus Smart.
Yes.
Well, you know, he's this. A great team would really want him. He'd really fit in. He's the missing piece on a great team. Like, that's all things Celtics fans say about him, among other things, how they love him and trust him no matter what he does when he's out there turning the ball over and getting technical fouls and breaking 10 threes in a game. You love him and you trust him. That's great. But and then like halfway through it, it's like Simmons is like a light bulb goes off and he's like, oh yeah, wait, right, we're talking about Marcus Smart. Marcus Smart's not really that good. You can't get a top 10 pick for Marcus Smart. And oh yeah, he also dropped off a lot last year. Oh boy, I'm probably saying a lot. I hope no GMs are listening to this. It's like, Bill, they all know that. Like, everybody who watched the Celtics last year, well, aside from crazy weird Celtics,
right, besides
Twitter,
Celtics fans,
is very much aware of what Marcus Smart is and how much value he probably has and everything else. It's just, you know, you sometimes have to snap out of it. You have to snap out of that weird Celtics trance, which a lot of fans are under when it comes to Marcus Smart. You just, if you want to see reality, you can't look at it that way. It's just, it's not real.
No. In fact, Celtics blog had a Twitter poll in the last day or so. They're like, do you still want Marcus Smart? I'm paraphrasing. Do you still want Marcus Smart as the long-term future of the Celtics? It was 80-20 in favor of keeping Smart.
That's you're saying these polls aren't always...
That's even more of a landslide than our hot dog ketchup poll.
Right.
There. Yeah.
And is that the proper answer? No, I don't think it is. Like the ketchup poll.
I disagree with it, but Arkan, how often do we deal with these insane Celtics fans?
Sure.
It's 80-20.
It's like dealing with insane ketchup people.
No.
It's the same thing.
No. It's just, you know, Arkan, you're
who's in the blender now?
You're a bit of a snob.
You're still in the blender, Arkan.
I don't think so.
I'm not in any blender.
You guys have been talking about this poll like it's the be-all, end-all, but now we got the Celtics poll, and that's totally wrong.
I didn't rip the Celtics poll. I just said it's crazy that Celtics fans think it's 80-20, but Celtics fans are that crazy.
Are you suggesting that a James Stewart poll, Mr. Stewart, it's not authentic? Unbelievable, Arkan. You see what he just did to you, Jimmy?
Authentic, please.
Yeah. My work is kind of untouchable.
Yikes.
I agree.
There's nobody better in the business than I.
That's true. Arkan thinking he put me in the blender.
Unbelievable.
I believe that Twitter poll, just like I believe this. I believe them both. It's just, you know, Celtics fans are insane.
Right. So are ketchup people.
No.
That's my point.
No, you're the insane one. You're living in your own highbrow, mustard only. Hey, you're not an ever. You're
my
Wall
insane,
Street.
Highbrow, mustard only Wall Street.
Yeah, you're Wall Street, not Main Street. Yes.
Yeah.
You're insane, highbrow. You know, you can't identify with the everyman like McCarthy and myself.
That's right.
Or Jay Stu.
I don't like hanging around with kids.
Or Tyler.
Small children.
But again,
chat me up on your favorite mustards there, Arkan.
Yeah. You put ketchup on everything.
Well, a Grey Poupon.
You just don't put it on hot dogs.
Grey Poupon is good. I like Grey Poupon. Yeah. I like spicy. I like the ones that's just those little tiny seeds, you know? It's basically the whole thing.
I like mustard seeds. Yeah, I don't want to be perceived as somebody who doesn't like mustard, because I do like that.
I didn't say I don't like ketchup. I just don't like it on hot dogs.
Yeah, I'll put both on there. I'll stick both on there. But if I had to choose one, ketchup. If I had to choose one, ketchup. Anyway, we're not even sure our phones are working, so in the meantime, why don't we get to our email of the day?
Jones, I really hate you.
Catch up close.
I can't. And I think
McCarthy
is a boob.
Now, who doesn't like
Ketchup on that hot tub? Of the day.
Meadows.
Send one to Felder at 985thesportshub.com.
The email of the day is protected by Mimecast. Safeguard your organization against phishing, business email, compromise, and risks of ransomware. Visit Mimecast.com. That's Mimecast, M-I-M-E-C-A-S-T.com. So our email of the day today comes from one Matt McCarthy sitting there in the glass case of takes. What do you call it, Arkand?
Yeah, right. The glass case of takes, or take prison, if you will, something along those lines.
And so
by choice,
we had a standing offer here because Arkand likes to sit so close.
Yeah,
we had a standing offer here. We're like, hey, McCarthy, you want to jump in with us?
Let's get the band back together, right? Sure. Is any 3-man teams in here? I guess in the morning they are, but right, this would be the first time in the afternoon in a while we're all in together.
And so McCarthy says, admittedly, I think I'd prefer the glass case of takes today. I felt a little insulted, quite frankly, when I first read that. I said, okay. He said, I had a tick bite 3 weeks ago, and tiny parasites have invaded my body and have been chewing my very tasty red blood cells to bits. He said, it's kind of badass when you think about it. I don't know about that. Long story short, I've been sweating like Lifshatz over here while my body fights off invaders, and the TV lights pretty much turned me into a Euro soccer weenie puddle last week. That's true. Sometimes those lights, they really get
to you.
Yeah. At least I have a medical excuse for wanting to avoid the TV likes, unlike Murray. Suck it up, Jim. Wow, it's shots at Lifshatz and Murray and European soccer players. He says, when I learn how to harness the power of the parasites and make them do my bidding, you all better watch the F out. Signed, Matt McCarthy. So you have a tick-borne illness?
That is correct. I have a tick-borne illness. It is known as, I can't even pronounce it, Babesia or something like that.
That's the guy who pitched for the Royals yesterday.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. So basically, tiny little parasites have invaded my body and they are chewing my red blood cells to bits like you wouldn't believe.
Is it, what is that? Is it like itchy? What does that mean?
No, yeah, no. Like, I mean, I got blotches all over myself. I look like I just came out of, Felger's dungeon after McCone got done with me. Basically, that's the way I look.
It's kind of
the way I felt over the last week, to be totally honest.
I worked with McCarthy the other night and he was like, is it really hot in here? And I was like, no, it's not at all. He's like, you sure? Because I'm like really hot. And I was like, it's not hot in here at all. Like, I'm usually, if it's the temperature's not just right, I'm not cool with it. But he was like sweating. He was having all this trouble. And I was like, what's wrong with you, man?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is what's wrong with him. Where did the tick get you, by the way?
It got me on my ankle.
Okay.
That little sucker got me on my ankle.
The beginning of that, I thought we were going to get a much more disgusting answer. Your ankle.
Yes, right. It got me on my ankle.
Okay.
And yes, Arkand witnessed the first parasitical takeover of my body last Thursday night, where I was not sure if I'd be able to finish the rest of the show. I was shaking wouldn't believe.
So are you, I mean this in all sincerity. So are you okay?
I think I'm okay. They gave me like anti-malarial meds and I'm good to go.
Okay.
So yeah, I've been toughing it out the last week here on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Now,
I am a warrior.
Now that I've been,
explains the ketchup thing. Though.
Yeah. Now that I got the, the nice guy question out of the way. So you're not contagious, right? Like we're not going to.
No, you're good. They're way more interested in my very tasty red blood cells compared to yours.
Unless he bites you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's true. You can never rule it out in some of these sports debates.
Did the tick burrow into you and you had to like remove it, or it just was crawling on you and it bit you?
It bit me and I just took it off and all that. And I didn't think much of it.
Yeah.
A tiny little tick. And then, 3 weeks later, I'm in with Arkan and I start like convulsing and I have no idea what the hell's going on. A week later, turns out I've had parasites in my body.
You didn't use the match trick.
Did not use the match trick. Maybe I should have used the match trick.
Scares them right out, supposedly.
Yeah.
So what do they got you on?
He just said anti-malarial.
Anti-malarial drugs?
I'm on anti-malarial, yeah.
Do those have side effects, like liking ketchup on hot dogs?
Yeah, Lord knows I'm probably going to have side effects.
All right.
It's been tough. What can I say? But I'm a war. I just want, you guys can recognize me for the warrior that I am, coming in for the last week while parasites literally tear apart my innards, tear apart the inside of my body. I have been here slinging takes for the last week, and not even so much as a thank you from you and Arkan when I told you in the email chain today. Unbelievable. I think I'm a hero. I really do.
Look, I've been very much regretting my decision to be. There's no way I wouldn't have called in sick if I were you. I absolutely would have done that.
I'm happy all three of you are here today.
Let's get to what the people want to talk about, assuming the phone lines. There's no giveaways anywhere. There's ROR of a giveaway we got to worry about. Devin in Lynn, go ahead, please.
Hey, Arkan. I thought this was America. I'll put whatever the hell I want on my hot dog. Ketchup, mustard, relish, maybe a little diced onion if I know I'm not getting laid that night.
Sounds like an adult.
That was a good call.
That was an adult. That wasn't a
that
child.
That was the most compelling, you know, this is America. I'll put whatever I want on my hot dog is the most compelling argument I've heard so far, but it's still for kids.
All right, let's go to Danny in Bellingham. Danny.
Akin, you're 100% right.
Thank you, Danny. Can't handle the truth.
I guess I think ROR had a giveaway. I don't know why. I don't know what happened to his phone call there. Let's see. Michael. Michael is in the car here. Go ahead, Michael.
Okay, I have a sausage cart at Fenway Park, and this is a scientific answer as opposed to a personal one.
Okay, great.
Kids under 12, 7 out of 10 catch up, the other 3 plain. Mm-hmm. None of them are on it. Mm-hmm. Anybody over 12, it's 7 out of 10 mustard, and I don't know what the other 3 put on.
Okay. Well, you know what I think we have here, Arcand, is proof that Big Mustard is making their push with hot dogs. I think that's all that is.
No, I think it's proof that kids like ketchup on their hot dogs.
I don't trust an industry man.
This from a professional.
I know that sounds like somebody you'd want to trust because, like, he's a professional, as you just said, and he has a sausage cart. Sorry, don't really trust it. Sounds like Big Mustard at work. Big
he
hot
doesn't
dog
sell mustard. He sells hot dogs.
Yeah, Big Hot Dog.
People choose what they want.
Big Hot Dog is in the pocket of Big Mustard. As
Jones,
well.
Okay. As somebody who knows Michael and who has eaten his yummy sausage cart, I would tell you that he's right on this.
Okay.
I trust his information. I trust Michael's information.
I'm not so sure I do. I'm not so sure I do.
I trust it 100%. I don't
Mike?
Even know the guy.
Is that the same Michael Mike from earlier?
Yeah.
He's making the rounds today.
He's a big fan of sports radio. I like Michael.
Apparently. Apparently.
I like his hot dog, too.
You know what I like? I like that somewhere on an island off the coast.
Sausages are pretty good, too.
Somewhere off the coast of Massachusetts. I like that someone's been driven nuts by this conversation that has overtaken the Felger and Maserati program here on the Friday before the 4th of July. But you know what? As a wise man once said, you don't like it? Maybe don't take the vacation. Maybe you could stay here and work. And, you know, you could be driven like Matt McCarthy through a tick-borne illness the Friday before the 4th of July.
We'll talk ticks with Felger when he comes back and parasites. We'll do 4 hours on parasites with Felger.
You take days off, you get catch-up talk. Anyway, we have the final word on the way next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Felger and Maz.
One big kindergarten classroom.
Really is. Just slinging poo at each other.
Daycare for grown-ups.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Felger's expert analysis.
Not from this talk radio crazy.
Maz's hard-hitting questions.
What am I, like the freaking abrasive police here?
The caller's bringing knowledge to the table.
Maz, the adults are talking.
It's time to recap this four-hour show in 4 minutes.
It's the final word on Felger and Maz on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
And the final word is brought to you by Town Fair Tire. For the guaranteed lowest price on tires, go to Town Fair Tire because nobody beats Town Fair Tire.
Nobody.
No,
nobody,
buddy, absolutely nobody. Of course, it is best of season on the Felger and Maz program. It's why Jones and Arcand are in, of course, today. But also, it's a good opportunity to reflect back on some of the moments from this great show's history. And 4th of July, holiday weekend, you know the fireworks are going to be out. Mike Felger had thoughts on fireworks.
Coming off the heels of the same kind of injury to the Giants' Jason Pierre-Paul, a fireworks accident has also reportedly caused a significant hand injury to Buccaneers corner C.J. Wilson. It's now being reported that he lost 2 fingers.
Oh, I have some thoughts on this.
2 fingers.
Do you know how you really feel about that? The kid who lost 2 fingers with the fireworks?
Good. Ho-wee! Let's play with fire! Let's blow things up! Blow your hand off. That's smart. Nice. Good. Zero sympathy. You know someone likes to blow things up? You're pyromaniac and play with fire? Whee! Look at it blow up! If you're that guy, I got zero sympathy.
Hi. Oh, hello. We had some fireworks that were left over from the 4th of July, and I blew one off in my hand.
Do you want to know how I really feel?
Oh, boy.
You moron.
listen, it looked like, you know, when you finish with the toilet paper, the empty tube.
That's smart. Nice. Good.
My hand does not look good.
Zero sympathy.
You know, these firecrackers, my God, I can't even...
Yeah,
really,
that's real too bad. That's, I don't know how, when all that could have happened.
Okay.
That's one of those things I classify as something less than a tragedy, or the moronic alligator hunter crocodile guy. You want to know how I'm not going to die, Ness?
Portuguese man of war?
Right.
Right.
And you know how I'm not going to die? Jumping out of an airplane with a plastic umbrella on top of me.
Yeah, that one's not going to happen to me either. I'm not jumping out of any plane.
Those are what we call preventable tragedies, the fireworks people.
Oh, boy, I really did it good this time.
Please.
Let me wrap this up and I'll see you with my nub.
I'll see you with my nub.
Oh, my God.
So, I'll make a confession here, and I believe we have more from Maz, but I'll make a confession. I've never lit a firework in my days.
You and me both, Jones.
Not one time. Never even tried. I don't know if that makes me less of a man, but not one time.
No, it makes you smart. It also makes you a law-abiding citizen.
Arcan's quiet over there.
I've lit off many, many fireworks. I might be lighting off some fireworks tomorrow.
That was a...
But I know how to do it. It's easy if you're not a jackass.
Yeah, I'm sure.
You just find a flat surface and you light them. That's it. You don't have to be holding them like JPP or that other guy. It's pretty easy to do. People light off fireworks all the time and they'll blow themselves up.
Well.
You know what's also easy to do?
T's and P's.
Running the bases in Major League Baseball. Mike Napoli, in the words of Tony Maserati, he couldn't. Many years ago.
So the manager's kind of laying out all the stops here. He wants this one. And, boy, the...
Oh, you got to be kidding me.
Wow.
What was that? Let me tell everybody what just happened in this inning.
Here comes the conniption.
Let me back up a little, Murray. Hanley Ramirez is on second base on a ground ball hit to the left side for some ungodly reason. Hanley tries to run from second to third on a ball hit by Mike Napoli. For some unknown reason, he gets tagged out. So he takes himself out of scoring position. Napoli ends up first with two outs. Xander Bogaerts then bloops a ball into right center field. Mike Napoli goes to third. The ball comes into the infield. And for some ungodly reason, Mike Napoli, who the last time I checked had lead in his ass and concrete in his legs, decided he wanted to try to score.
He run not fast.
Mike
got lead in ass.
Napoli.
His legs are filled with concrete.
And got tagged out easily at the plate to end the inning. See, now this is the kind of crap. This is why I said last night, fine. You got guy pitches well, two hits, I get it. But this, how do you explain that inning other than to say the Red Sox had their heads?
Had heads up where? It's dark up there.
This team
has cranius red dust.
First and second, nobody out, the top of the ninth. Maurer drops a bunt right in front of the plate. Swihart picks it up, throws to third, and goes between Pablo Sandoval's legs into left field. Run scores, Twins now have second and third with a 5-4 lead. And nobody out. Gosh! This is a complete meltdown. This is a team losing its composure, losing its poise. Like, completely losing its mind. Throwing up on themselves at Fenway Park at the moment. Jordan's in Boston. Jordan, what do you got?
Hey, how you guys doing tonight?
Beachy.
That may be one of Hardy's greatest productions.
Oh, phenomenal. Great. So was that was what, like the end of Felger Maz into the baseball reporters? That's what that was?
Yeah, the Red Sox were playing an after.
Hour.
Yeah.
Got it.
Felger was baseball hours, lingering behind cleaning up, and that's why you heard him in the background.
Got it.
Has led in ass. That was my favorite part.
Brilliant.
All right, well,
speaking
of the baseball hour, we got McCarthy sticking around, right?
Yeah, we do. A couple major developments today with the top two prospects in the Red Sox system. We'll get into that and what it means for the next few weeks, because I think it's indicative of something that is about to happen to the Boston Red Sox. We'll talk about how that ties into the upcoming Major League Baseball trading deadline. Adam Jones would love to ship Tristan Casas out of town for Trevor Story.
Yes.
I do not feel the same way. We'll talk some deadline. And we're 1 week away from the Major League Baseball draft, the biggest draft in the history of the Boston Red Sox. We'll dive into that as well.
Okay.
And the Sox start a series out west, if you want to talk about that, too.
Okay. 617-779-0985. Call up Matt McCarthy for the Baseball Hour. Arcan, Jay Stu, Tyler, Matt, we had fun. Everybody have a great 4th of July
weekend.
See
you next week.
And we'll talk to you somewhere down the line.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.